I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. The Smithsonian has declared 2018 the Year of the Tractor. It's been 100 years since John Deere bought the Waterloo Gasoline Engine Company, and now a 1918 Waterloo Boy tractor is featured in an exhibit at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History.
Well, we was on the thrashing run, and I was the water boy. And we had a 1530. I think it was a McCormick Deering back then. 1530. And that thing, you'd load that thrash machine down, and it would smoke like you couldn't believe, you know, because it fed it too heavy.
That's Bud White at this year's farm show at the QCCA Expo Center in Rock Island. The retired farmer in overalls from Wilton, Iowa, would have talked my ear off if I had let him. I also met Rollo Searle from Port Byron at the antique tractor and engine booth. He says when tractors started to sell in the 19-teens, Deere & Company had already been in business for about 80 years.
John Deere did not want to have a tractor. He just wanted to build equipment. But the trend was that you sold things in packages. So Veely, who was on the board of directors, tried to talk him into it, but they wouldn't have nothing to do with it. But I forget what year it was, but a bunch of the executives took a trip through the West and stopped at dealers, and everyone says, if you don't get a tractor, we're going to find a different brand. So they came home, and they bought the Waterloo Boy Company.
Peter Liebhold is a curator at the National Museum of American History at the Smithsonian. He says at first, hundreds of companies made and sold tractors, including Ford, which at one point captured 75% of the U.S. market.
Ford and International Harvester actually get into a price war and end up selling tractors at less than the cost of production. But what it does do is it drives a lot of great new ideas, and it gives opportunity for people to buy tractors. In the end, by 1930, Ford is out of the tractor business. And John Deere and International Harvester are by far the biggest manufacturers. They have about over 50% of the market.
At the time, Liebhold says the business of farming became much more important. And that's a big reason the Waterloo Boy welcomes guests to the Smithsonian's Year of the Tractor exhibit.
What we really love about Waterloo Boy is that it's a story of so many different intersections of technological innovation, but branding and competition and manufacture as well. So it's really just a wonderful piece and really marks the dramatic beginning of a whole era.
Another guy with stories to tell is Neil Dahlstrom. He manages Deere & Company's corporate archives and history. He says Deere started developing its own tractor around 1912. But about 6 years later, it didn't meet the high bar the company had set.
Deere engineers had seen Waterloo Boys in operation during all of their R&D over the previous 6 years. But we found out through a third party they were potentially available. We sent representatives up there, talked to them. Our board of directors talked about the acquisition. And we were told by the president at the Waterloo Gasoline Engine Company, we need your decision by tomorrow or the offer's off the table. So you think about a big company making decisions quickly. They had to make a decision quickly, and they wrote a $2.1 million check.
Deere started advertising the Waterloo Boy as a good tractor backed by a permanent organization.
It's the, you know, the putt-putt, the Johnny Popper, the whatever you want to call it. It's an iconic sound, so that's kind of part of the package that you want to present. You know, a lot of people can listen to it and they can tell you what model it is based on the sound. The Deere story is not just a Deere story. These pieces of equipment go out into the world and they take on a new persona. They kind of get a life of themselves, and it's how customers use them and adapt them. They kind of become part of the family, which is pretty amazing. I don't know a lot of other companies that can say that.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.